In Randolph County and from miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio and Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, Jeff. Good morning. It's nice to be here and have an opportunity to come in a couple of times a month and talk a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County as we're sitting here visiting before we began here. A lot of things that occur aren't really that interesting to put on a little bit of your general talk.
Right.
I mean, some of it becomes very mundane jobs that I work on during the course of the week and that sort of thing. But it's nice to come along and mention a few of the other highlights that are going on between board meetings and those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Our last board meeting was Friday, April 30th, just last Friday. Mm-hmm. And that was in that board meeting, we had several different discussions on a few different items, and I'll go over those in just a few minutes. Our next one is set for basically 2 weeks from now, which I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think would be about Friday the 13th or 14th in that time, and we'll continue on with some of them. But at our last one, we had the opportunity to discuss several different issues. I know we had a report from Angela, the director of the Randolph County Health Department. And she talked about how the vaccinations are coming along, which are good, and how the partnerships have worked, and our positivity rate has been dropping, and we are seeing many benefits in this area involved in it. And she discussed some of those, and that was a nice report to hear from her. We are basically about ready to reopen the courthouse to regular business. It has kind of been at this point in time. If you have something you need, you come up there. If you have to go in, obviously you can. But if you can be handled at the front door, the security people, run the information from office to office and help you. But basically, hopefully this week, we will be moving away from that and more to just a regular open situation, except they still require screenings to enter the courtrooms on court day. But that's handled in a different fashion. That's through the judicial system. That's not the basic, even though it's the same building.
Right.
judicial system determines who goes into the courtrooms and what screenings necessary and those types of things. But I'm trying to move back to a much more open type of situation, and hopefully with the number of people that are vaccinated, we'll be getting there. Those in what they originally called the group A people, those of us that are over 65 and health conditions, the vaccination percentages on those are getting very high now. They're up in the 80% range. So the programs are coming along very nicely, and as the summer progresses, we should get past this, and really looking forward to getting past the pandemic and moving into a more
right.
open situation. I was listening to the news just a little bit earlier this morning, and Governor Pritzker had announced on Saturday that he was extending his for the state of Illinois. But you have to remember, Illinois has Chicago, and
right.
the population density at those areas are quite a bit different than they are down here. We're in a much different situation down here, but it's moving forward.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that.
Sure.
We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back, 9:35. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff, and again, we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. Just had the board meeting here this last Friday.
Yes, last Friday, and a few other items. I had mentioned a little bit about the health department reports and those types of things on the highway, county highway discussion and reports last Friday. If you remember, 2 weeks ago, I had mentioned in here that we had let the contract for the resurfacing of a bridge on the county road that runs between Wine Hill and Rockwood. I believe mm-hmm. that's County Road 5, and there's two major bridges on it. One we had just rebuilt, and the second one is over Large Mill Creek. And on that one, we're going to remove the deck from it, do the necessary cleaning improvements to the steel structure underneath mm-hmm. the bridge, and then put a new deck on top of it. With the letting of the contract, we had hoped to start on that maybe in June. The report just came back that they're not going to be able to obtain the new bridge bearings. That's what the steel structure sets on. Mm-hmm. They wanted to replace those at the same time. They're not going to be able to obtain those until later in the summer. So now it looks like the deck replacement probably won't begin until later in the summer, but it should wrap once it begins. It should wrap in about a month, 4 weeks or so. So that's going to be pushed back a couple of months while they're, trying to obtain this material. And this is not unusual in construction right now. If you've done any listening, it seems like there's many key materials in short supply. Mm. And I wouldn't have thought bridge bearings. Those are basically large pads.
Right.
I don't want to call them rubber because they're certainly not that, but they're basically large pads that go between the concrete and the steel beam that the beam sets on, and it allows the beam to move just a little mm-hmm. bit from side to side as it, heat cool expansion on steel, between winter and summer and those types of things. But that's what it actually is. But it's one of those things that's going to be in short supply, so it's going to push the project back a couple of months. But everything otherwise is set and ready to go. And as soon as they get equipment trailer and everything out there staging, so they get all their staging in place and mobilization, and then as soon as those are ready, we'll begin on the project, and there'll be adequate time to let everyone know and get the lights posted, because it will close the road for that period of time. In other things that going on at the meeting, we went out to bid for two small projects. One is a roof replacement on the County Highway Department building, which is just kind of here to the south and west of Sparta. It needs a new roof, and we're going out to bids after some studies with the engineer. They're going to look at a metal type roof replacement as opposed to, I guess you'd call it tar, mm-hmm. that type of thing. But they're looking at that type, and we're going to go out to bids for that, and the specifications probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and that will go into publication here with the letting. And also, there's a little section of the courthouse, if you remember. The vast majority of all the flat roof and on the courthouse and jail and all of that was set and done, I think, basically 4 years ago. But there's a little section right up over the center area and the observation area up on the top floor in the rotunda, what we call the rotunda, which is actually a shingle section of roof, the rest of it being flat roof. But it's a small shingle section up there that we're also going to go out for bids on to get a replacement, hopefully later on this summer. It normally a shingle roof is not that expensive, but in this particular case, we will be.
Right.
Because you got to remember, you're up 60 feet in the air, so you're going to have large equipment to do lifting of everything, which does increase the cost of it quite a bit. So those are two projects that we're going out to bid for, which we'll need to take care of, and they need to be handled and taken care of over a period of time, and those will be one of the larger ones for this year. We had also put together proposals on the infrastructure bill. I'm sure you've heard about, or many of people have heard about, Biden's infrastructure plan, and locally they had asked for proposals as to what localities might want in the infrastructure. And two different ones we put in, as we always put the four lane connector, mm-hmm. the Southern Illinois connector. That's our new project. And we put in some other repairs for the Randolph County Jail and that sort of thing, because we do house federal inmates. Basically, the answer came in last week that we made the short list, meaning we'll be in the consideration if and when something happens.
Right.
There were something on the order of a couple hundred submittals. They accepted about 20, and so we made the short list for consideration if and when the infrastructure bill ever gets passed. And at the end, and usually it's in the 12th hour, whether you find out, or the 11th hour, where you find out if you're in or out. But it was a positive aspect of that. Also, later in other items that have been taking place in Randolph County, as you probably heard me mention about the National Park, National Monument designations for Prairie to Rocher. And Senator Duckworth, she's the Illinois senator, one of our Illinois senators, had taken an interest and had reviewed the information, and we had a conference call with her. Dr. Keene has worked very hard on this, as well as Chris Martin, our Randolph County Economic Development person. And after Senator Duckworth had taken an interest in it, our other Illinois senator, Dick Durbin, he was involved in a conference call last Friday, late morning, early afternoon. He was also gathering information. His staff is gathering information on it. So it's drawing some interest at the national level, which is good. Now, that's a long way from being approved for anything, but at least if they're interested in talking to you, that means that you might be moving forward in a positive fashion. So it was good to hear that both of them have taken an interest in it. There are not a lot of national parks in Southern Illinois. Actually, I don't believe there's any in Southern Illinois. So, and this was once the area, this was the western border of the United States associated with history, as well as right across the river from Prairie to Rocher, which is the St. Genevieve, Missouri area. So it's all kind of under consideration. And this would be a very good opportunity for Southern Illinois, because once you, if you could reach that status, and once you reach it, not only is it going to be extremely beneficial in tourism, but it's also going to move you up to the front area for the front of the line for other issues that might come along, such as levees that protect the area and maintaining a quality levee system behind it. It moves you up in priority for what roads may be available, since it's there. So all these things are very beneficial, and they're taking place and occurring. It's nice to see them. And hopefully some of them will gain some traction and move through. And you probably heard me mention the four-lane Southern Illinois Connector. That was funded in last year's, which we're still under, won't actually end until June 30th of this year. Last year's Illinois budget, they funded the first $15 million for phase one engineering studies as to where it might go, and this covered the area basically from south of Waterloo to east of Sparta, basically the Eden area. And that engineering is scheduled to take place, and I believe it's going to take place in the early part of 22 next year. In other words, about this time next year, so they're going to begin the phase one engineering studies. And then on the Chester Bridge, bridge has been there for many years, served the area very well, and environmental engineering studies are already underway with that, and taking place and occurring. If you've seen the newspaper, they were asking for if anyone had any comments. Now, the phase one engineering has taken place on that. This is the environmental engineering studies, and once they get those completed and accomplished, then they move into basically phase two engineering, which, just generally speaking, phase two is where they start actually drawing up. There's where the piers are going to set. Here's the type of beams that it's going to take, and what you would use to then go out to bid, and you would have enough detail associated with it where these would become the bid packages that people would bid on. When the funding was available for it.
Right.
So you have to complete your phase one engineering, which is where we're going to be located at, what's the rock look like underground, those types of things. Phase two, environmental engineering, then into phase two is, here's going to be the length of the bridge, this is going to be the setting, these are going to be the areas, these are going to be the piers, it's going to be the height. So you have enough of a package that you can say, okay, this is what we want bids on. In the design of it. Then once you get the bids on them, then you go into the final structural designs as to how thick the concrete needs to be, you know, how heavy is right. the rebar, et cetera, you know, which is the final things. It's actually the people out there doing the work are actually looking at as they're, you know, pouring it in place. But the Chester Bridge, it's still a ways away. Any type of, even if you had full funding and it was green light all the way, which it is not yet, it would still take a considerable amount of time just to physically get everything in place and complete it.
Right.
But those projects are being worked on. They're out there being studied, and they're moving forward. And just the fact that they're, you know, they're in being studied and moving forward means that you're in a position where things are can happen when the funding's in place and everything's ready to go. It's one of those that can be done.
Right. Right. As you mentioned, I mean, just looking back to some of, like when they built the new bridge in St. Louis, I mean, that took, you know, it was a several year project rather, you know, it's not something that happens overnight.
Oh, it's a bridge across the Mississippi River is a decade project, to say, you know, to say the least. It's going to be involved at least over that period of time to get through all those different steps to actually get it accomplished even before. And even when you get out there, it's still a couple of years just to actual on-site construction
right
when everything's ready to go. But the point is it's being studied, and so it's in the process of moving forward, and that's good to hear. On the upper Mississippi, which the upper Mississippi is how we're considered in the U.S. you know, for highways, I mean, upper Mississippi runs from Cairo north to Wisconsin. Lower Mississippi is Cairo south to the Gulf. On the upper Mississippi, the Chester Bridge there is, I think there's one other bridge of the same age and vintage, and everything else is newer. So it's definitely, you know, being looked at as what needs, it's one of those that's going to need to be replaced or have something done with it.
Right. All right. We got another break. Let's go ahead and take
that.
We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on the People Speak right after this. And welcome back. At about 3.5 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, talking about a number of things going on around the area.
Yes, a number of different things. One other thing that happened at the Randolph County Board meeting is we approved three of our new labor contracts with the different unions that represent a number of the employees of Randolph County. Altogether, there's roughly 7 contracts for the different groups of individuals. We did 3 of them, but actually they're a part of a group of 5. We were only able to approve 3 at this board meeting. The other 2, the attorneys hadn't finished with the language, but we have, with the major group of 5, we have reached agreements with all of them. And as soon as they have finished drafting the language and, you know, and can set it on the table in front of us, we'll get the last 2. They all generally represented basically a 1.5% wage increase in the first year. And there's one more that's under discussion. I had met with the unions back last week. But it's been continued, and coming through the COVID, I know it has kind of shortened the time period. It's difficult to get their representatives all together and get a meeting scheduled.
Right.
And sometimes you think, well, let's knock this out next week. Then all of a sudden you find out, well, no one can be here until 4 weeks from now, and it kind of gets continued a lot longer than you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But the 6th one is coming along quite well, and the 7th one isn't up until later on this summer, so it's not there yet. So, but hopefully we'll be able to get something lined up, and sometimes we can even do it by telephone, or you know, what the Zoom meetings, I'll call it telephone here, but it's basically the Zoom meetings, and can kind of have the discussions if you're pretty close to where you think you're going to be with it. So that's proceeding forward. And then this is probably a little bit older news, but I know the state of Illinois has opened up the shooting complex, and we know the Grand American's going to happen this year, as well as several other events. That's very nice to hear. That's very beneficial to Randolph County and to the Sparta area, which is all near and dear to all of us. You don't normally think about it, but I only live about a mile. By the way, the crow flies about a mile from the shooting complex, the World Shooting Complex. So when they're having their events, I can hear the guns over there going. So you know you're relatively close to it when you can do that. But it's very important to the Sparta and our tourism and Randolph County and sales tax and motel and many other things.
Definitely.
You can name off. So I'm very happy to hear that that has moved forward very well. And the governor, through the IDNR, has, you know, allowed that to happen. And of course, they'll work with the American Trap Shooting Association and get everything in place. That's going to make everyone happy for that. So that was very good news. It's about, like I said, it's about 2 weeks old, but that's very good news to hear. And we're happy in supporting that as well.
Right, yeah. It's definitely different last year with not having that around, having had it there for a number of years now.
2020 was a difficult year from all angles. It just, it was a very difficult year. 21, we're through the first 4 months now, and which is through the first 5 months of the Randolph County's fiscal year. And the first part of it was a little bit, difficult, but it's starting to open up now. And hopefully by this time next year, pandemics will be a distant memory, and we'll be doing. Yeah. I'll be doing the things that I like to do, which is, church picnics and events, and going around and visiting other people and that sort of thing. So, that's always what I enjoy.
Right. Yeah. That's true. I mean, all these church picnics, that are just you just kind of took as a standard, and it's like then they weren't there, and it's like. Boy, I miss that.
Oh, I very much do. I've always enjoyed those types of things.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're out of time, but thanks for stopping by.
That's quite all right. You have a wonderful day.
All right. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.